From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. BP is getting ready to test a new cap on its gushing Gulf oil well. The cap is in place. Next, an attempt to close the valves on it and see if the device can withstand the pressure of oil coming out of the ruptured well. The Obama administration is putting out a new order suspending offshore oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the new rule is written to stop drilling after a federal court blocked a previous order.
The new moratorium is based on the types of equipment used and technologies involved and not on the depth of the water the rig's in. That's an attempt to get around the federal court's decision blocking the moratorium based on water depths. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar called the moratorium a pause that he said is needed to ensure oil and gas companies implement adequate safety measures to reduce the risks associated with deep water drilling. The American Petroleum Association called the new order unnecessary and said it was short-sighted. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Coastal residents are increasingly concerned about environmental damage from the oil spill and about their losses. In Florida, Ken Feinberg, who oversees the fund to compensate victims, says the filing process is now streamlined, but people still must have evidence of what they've lost.
I cannot simply cut checks without backup that demonstrates that they're entitled to get paid that amount.
And that's Feinberg speaking on NBC. First Lady Michelle Obama is urging tourists to visit Gulf Coast areas not affected by the spill. She says one of the best ways for Americans to help residents there is to support the tourism industry that is vital to the regional economy. A commission looking into the oil spill enters its second day of meetings today in New Orleans. At least seven dissidents who had been jailed in Cuba have now arrived in Spain with their families. As Nick Miroff reports from Havana, they're the first of more than 50 political prisoners the Castro government is freeing as a result of talks with Catholic Church leaders on the island.
Spain has offered to take all 52 of the prisoners, but it's not clear if they will be allowed to return to the island later. Church leaders in Cuba have said that the inmates have the option of leaving if they want, but it seems to be the fastest way out of jail, since all of the first 20 inmates slated for release have reportedly accepted the offer to go to Spain. The remaining prisoners are expected to be released over the next several months. It's the largest amnesty in Cuba since Pope John Paul II's visit to the island in 1998, and Cuban human rights activists say the number of political prisoners in Cuban jails has dropped to the lowest level since 1959. For NPR News, I'm Nick Miroff in Havana.
The government reports the U.S. trade deficit at its highest level in a year and a half in May as the economy grows. The increased value of imports slightly outpaces growth in U.S. exports. President Obama is to announce a new strategy today to combat AIDS and the virus that causes it. It calls for cutting the rate of new HIV infection by 25%. This is NPR News. France's lower house of parliament is set to approve a ban on wearing the full face-covering Islamic veil today. France has Europe's largest Muslim population. From Paris, Eleanor Beardsley reports that legal challenges are likely since the Senate is expected to approve it in September.
As the French parliament debates whether to ban the full veil, known as the burqa or niqab, one lawmaker called it a walking coffin, another proclaimed that women who wear it must be liberated. The full veil is widely seen as a gateway to extremism and an attack on women's rights and secularism, both central values of modern-day France. But scholars say such a ban could violate the French Constitution and the European Court of Human Rights and would likely be struck down. Still, polls show voters overwhelmingly support a ban in France. Even some Muslim leaders have come out in support of a law against wearing the all-encompassing veil. But critics say the law is just a cynical ploy by President Nicolas Sarkozy to attract far-right voters. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
North Korea is abruptly canceling talks for today with the UN military command on the sinking of a South Korean warship in March. South Korea and other nations blame North Korea, and North Korea has consistently denied it sank the ship. The sinking killed 46 South Korean sailors. North Korea says nothing more about canceling the talks other than that it's for administrative reasons. Police in Uganda say they have found an unexploded suicide vest in the capital of Kampala. They think terrorists planned more attacks like the two bombings on Sunday that killed 74 people, including one American. Four people are under arrest in connection with the suicide bombings. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.